How are you all doing today? I can't hear you. Are you asleep? How are you today?
Good.
Thank you. I can hear you now. So today I'm going to tell y'all a story about a girl named Sarah. Now, besides Miss Sarah over there, does anyone know anyone named Sarah?
No.
Okay, well, you know Miss Sarah. That counts.
I know.
Okay, Sarah received gifts from the king every day, all day. The king would send her wonderful gifts, like the gift of making people feel welcome when they came to her church, or the gift of helping people come to church. And she was surrounded by gifts, but she always wanted one gift. She really wanted the gift of song. And she could sing and dance so much better for the king if she had the gift of song, but she hadn't gotten the gift yet. One day she was feeling particularly sad because she really, really, really wanted the gift, and it still hadn't arrived from the king yet. So her sister Mary came up to her and was like, "Sarah, why are you so sad?" So Sarah went into this whole thing about how she could serve the king so much better if she had the gift of song. If she only had that one gift, she could serve him so much more and have so much more fun doing it. And Mary decided to explain to her that she already had so many gifts. Why did she need that one? God didn't assign her the job of singing. He assigned her the job of welcoming people and bringing people to him so that they could have fun serving him with the gifts they had. And as Mary was talking, Sarah realized how selfish she'd been, thinking only of herself, and realized that she had so many other gifts to use. So, like, what are some gifts do y'all have? I mean, like, serving gifts. Dude. Birthday gifts don't count. Friendly is a good gift. Life is a gift, but, you know. Yeah, it is. It's the greatest gift. So remember that we all have our own gifts and that we all serve God in our own way. So you don't need to look at someone and say, "Man, I wish I could do that." Because you can. You might not be able to do that specific thing, but you can do something that is so much more impactful. Does anyone want to pray?
Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for this day. Thank you for our church. Thank you for the gifts you blessed us, especially the gift of life. I hope we don't just think about ourselves. We could also think about other things and think about each other. In Jesus' name I pray, amen.
You can go back to your seats.